A young girl with a bright future.
A job, a car, everything was set for her to be on her own.
Until her boyfriend got behind the wheel.
She let you borrow her car. You had an accident. Car was totaled.
I told her I would fix the car.
Now, will he wreck their relationship?
She has no car because of you.
Right.
What is your responsibility?
We were under no agreement that if I wrecked it, I would pay for it.
Judge Judy.
That's ridiculous.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old student Jessie Allen and her mother, Gemma Allen, are suing Jessie's ex-boyfriend, 19-year-old student Jesse Jacks, for totaling their car. Jesse says he had permission to drive the vehicle.
Order, all rise. Quiet in the courtroom, please. Now, this is case number 497 on the calendar in the matter of Allen versus Jacks. Parties have been sworn in, Judge, you may be seated.
Miss Allen, this is your daughter, who on February something of 2001 was 17 years old.
Yes.
And you purchased a car for her, according to your complaint. The defendant, who is or was her boyfriend, drove the car, had an accident. Car, according to you, was totaled, and you want him not only to pay for the car, which you say you paid $3,500 for, but you want him to pay for your lost wages in the 3 days that you took to straighten out this problem. Is that right?
Yes.
I gather from this complaint that this young lady was living with you and your family?
Correct.
She was living with your family for how long?
For about 4 months, I think.
Your first name is Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, how long were you living with Mr. Jacks and his family?
At his house since August, when my mom moved to Ashland.
So your mom moved out of state?
Yes.
And she left you with your boyfriend and his family?
Yes.
Is that right, Miss Allen? That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
Can you explain to me why you left your 17-year-old daughter with Mr. Jacks's family?
She, at the time that I moved, had her own house behind where we lived, a job, a car, everything was set for her to be on her own.
At 17?
Because yes. I graduated a year early.
At 17?
Yes.
So she was really an emancipated minor, which means that she was on her own.
Yes.
And you were not supporting her. Is that right?
I was helping to support her.
Helping. This car was purchased in order to continue this emancipation process so that she can get to and from work. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, at what point did you move out of that apartment that you had been in when your mother first moved out of state?
I moved out, completely out, at the end of August.
Why?
Because my job wasn't going good. I was working full-time when I lived at my house, and then I had my hours cut back to part-time. And I didn't have enough money for rent.
So at the time of the accident, you were living at his parents' house?
Yeah.
And did he have permission to use your car?
Not in the beginning.
I didn't ask you in the beginning. Did he have permission to use the car on the day of the accident?
Yes, the day of the accident.
Okay. Now tell me about the accident, Mr. Jacks.
Well, I had dropped her off at work. I came back, I took a nap, and my friend came over, and she had called and asked me to bring her lunch, so I was on my way to bring her lunch, and I had turned off my street and turned onto a major road, and there was a car idling in the middle of the road, didn't have its brake lights on or anything, so I didn't notice it, that it was stopped, and I turned and started talking to my friend, which was a mistake on my part, but then my friend yelled at me, car stopped, and I rear-ended it.
All right, so you weren't paying attention. The accident was strictly your fault.
Correct.
That's not true that he was bringing me lunch. He was supposed to pick me up at 5 o'clock, and the accident happened at 4:20. So I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know what he was doing either. It doesn't make any difference. Miss Allen, you are really not involved with this case, but for the fact that you are the titled owner of this car. You gave this car as a gift to your daughter.
Although I made it very clear that he was not to drive the car.
That has nothing to do with anything. She's an emancipated minor. She had the authority to give him permission to drive the car. She did give him permission to drive the car. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's not responsible. He had permission. You think not? I'll hear you.
I feel like he wore her down. She many times told him no. She could not use his car. He had his own car.
Miss Allen, don't look at him.
He had...
A, you're in another state. So you don't know what's going on.
I knew what was going
on. No, you do. You knew nothing. You don't know anything when your children are living under your roof, when you're living in another state from your 17-year-old daughter. For sure you don't know what's going on.
So. She lost her apartment because of him. She lost her job because of him.
Miss Allen, Miss Allen, you left your daughter in one state. She's in the state you're not. What?
Jesse broke her door and there was a lot of property damage and they asked her to not have him around and he kept coming around and they evicted her.
That's not the truth.
Shh, just a minute. So they evicted her and she moved in with him?
Yes.
And she gave him permission to drive her car the day of the accident?
Yes.
Fine. The defendant says that he paid some of this car.
As a gift to me, he gave me $100 for part of the car as my birthday present.
That's not the truth. I had also given her mom $500 on the car and loaned her
$500. Okay, do you have any proof? Do you have any proof that you gave her mother $500 towards the car?
No, I don't. It was a gift for her birthday. I didn't expect this to come back on me. I didn't expect to wreck the car.
All right, Mrs. Allen, did he in fact give you money when you purchased the car for your daughter?
No, he never gave me money for this car.
All right. Now, where was the car sold? To a junkyard?
Yeah.
What was the date on it?
November 4th.
And how much did you receive from the junkyard for the car?
My mom received $200.
Okay. And how long had you driven the car before it was in the accident?
From February until July 13th. And then after the accident, we drove it for probably 4 days. And the electric wires were shorting out, so after that, the car just stopped working completely.
Now, Mr. Jacks, you drove the car for 6 months.
We drove the car for 6 months. We drove it for an additional 3 months after it was wrecked. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Okay. Now,
you did not
drive
the car,
Miss Allen,
okay.
You're speaking to him. So Mr. Jacks says that the car was driven for more than 4 days. Is that correct?
No.
How long was the car driven?
For 4 days, and then it sat in his front yard because he said that he would get it fixed, and he kept on procrastinating and never got done.
So he may have driven the car, but you were no longer living at his house?
Yes. The car was not drivable.
Listen to me. I don't want you to say you're an absentee mother. All you have to do with this case is that your name was on the title. Let me explain that to you. You gave the car to your daughter as a gift, period. Gift. She was an emancipated minor. Emancipated by your actions because you left her and moved to another state. She was on her own. For all intents and purposes, she was no longer being supported by you, living under your roof or under your control. You wanted to have control over your daughter. You stay where she is until she turns 18. You chose not to do that. That's your prerogative. And the fact that Mr. Jacks drove the car, perhaps afterwards, foolishly, if it was not in good shape, that's his prerogative, too. Now, I would like to hear,
sir. She also drove it herself. We used the battery out of my dad's truck to jump it because it did have an electrical short. We drove it for 3 months, and she says 4 days.
But it didn't have a problem before you had the accident.
No, it didn't.
So?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jesse Allen says her ex-boyfriend, Jesse Jacks, owes for totaling her car. Jesse claims the car wasn't totaled.
My question to you, sir, is you seem to think you have absolutely no responsibility with regard to this car. And I would like to know why.
I had full permission to drive the car.
So?
We were under no agreement that if I wrecked it, I would pay for it.
Why do you have to be under that kind of an agreement?
I'm not saying that, but I had also
paid. I'm asking you a question. You are saying that because you just said it. Why do you think that there has to be an agreement that if you drive someone else's car and you are at fault in an accident, but it was a result of your stupidity?
Correct.
Why do you think somebody else has to bear the burden of your stupidity?
I'm not saying that.
So then I want you to tell me, sir, how much do you think you should pay for your act of stupidity in not paying attention to the road and hitting another car?
Well, I had loaned Armit $500, which was her part that she paid on the car for her birthday. I had given her mom $500 to help pay for it for her birthday present. And I had also put 4 new tires on the car. And I had also done many maintenance things on the car, like oil changes and oil filter. And I'm not sure.
Right now, she has no car.
Right.
And she has no car because of you.
Right.
I mean, tires, you change the oil, you fix the gizmo here. Right now, she has no car because of you. What is your responsibility?
I also believe the car was not totaled. my dad was going to come down with a come-along, which would have pulled the front end out. We were going to fix the wiring harness.
You had the accident in July.
Right.
November, they junked it. July, right. August, September, October, November, 5 months.
Right.
Yeah, that comes under the category of shoulda, woulda, coulda. If your dad was going to come and do something, you should have done something in July, the latest August.
Right, but my dad had the tools for the car, and my dad was living in New Mexico at the time.
So?
So I had to wait for him to come down to bring the tools. I didn't have the
didn't
proper
tools
to get
it. Did you ever hear of your friendly rent-a-tool person?
Yeah, but I also was then unemployed after the wreck. I lost my job because of a no-show. And I told her I would fix the car.
You didn't fix it. You told her, but you didn't do it. And your father being on Saturn has absolutely nothing to do with her getting her car fixed.
Okay. Well, I didn't have the money to rent the tools to fix the car, so...
Mr. Jacks.
We still drove it for 3 months after we wrecked it.
Mr. Jacks.
Yes?
You drove the car by jump-starting it with another engine.
With another battery.
I don't care what it was. I mean, I don't understand all this. All I understand, very simplistically, Mr. Jacks, she let you borrow her car.
Right.
You had an accident. It was your fault.
Right.
Clearly, the police reports must demonstrate it's your fault. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'd probably make up some sort of a story as to why it wasn't your fault.
Right.
Right. What is your financial responsibility is the question.
Well, minus the money that I had put into the car and the time that I had put into the car.
What was your time worth, sir?
Well, I'm not a certified mechanic, so...
You weren't a certified anything. You lost your job. Your time was worth nothing.
Okay.
Since you have no proof, sir, that you gave her $500 towards the car...
I had lent...
And gave her mother... What?
I lent Armit the $500. Oh. Or Jessie. She changed her name. But I lent her $500, and I gave her mom $500 to help for her birthday present.
All I want you to do is show me proof of that, sir.
I have no proof.
All right. Ms. Allen, do you have another car?
No.
You working now?
I'm volunteering.
Where do you live?
In Eugene.
With whom?
My grandma.
And where does your mother live?
In Ashland, Oregon.
And you're doing volunteer work, so you...
Yeah, and I'm a student.
Student where?
At Lane and pre-veterinary program.
Good. And how do you get to and from school?
I ride the bus.
That's perfect. Okay. Your mother wants money for the aggravation and the time she took off from work to go down and take care of junking the car and taking care of the paperwork. She gets none of that because that's ridiculous. She wants to be close to what her daughter is doing. She stays close to her daughter, doesn't move to another state and leave her 17-year-old daughter on her own. I also think that it's rather interesting that, Miss Allen, you probably did not pay anything for rent or food or utilities or anything else when your daughter was living with Mr.
Food.
Jax's family.
Food, but nothing else.
How do you pay food?
Shh.
I'm sorry.
You're irritating me. Miss Allen, how much did you send her, by the way, in the 4 months that she lived there?
Probably
$200. $200. And is that all the money that you gave to the Jacks family, or did you just spend that money for yourself because you weren't working?
For his family also.
Well, tell me how you did that.
I'd take his little sister shopping.
I don't care about you taking his little sisters out for an afternoon. Miss Allen, what are you being, stupid? The Jacks family took care of you, right? Right? I think you have to give her $2,000 for this car. You used the car for at least 6 months. She lived in your family's home. They charged her no rent. They charged her no gas and electric, no telephone, no utilities or anything else. And they, in fact, supported her for a period of 4 months. There came a time when she was not an emancipated minor anymore. Then she was dependent, but she wasn't dependent on her own mother. She was dependent upon some strangers. You got it? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm a bit angry because they lied in court.
My hope for him is that somewhere he learns respect and responsibility.
I think her mom's got something against me.
We're still friends. I just want him to take responsibility for what he did.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kuchar versus Michaels. Step forward, please.
39-year-old acupuncturist Patricia Kuchar is suing her ex-boyfriend, 34-year-old landscaper Delbert Michaels, for an unpaid loan. Delbert has a countersuit for the unpaid balance on landscaping work.
Ms. Kuchar, according to your complaint, you and the defendant met, you dated for a while, he needed some money, you loaned him $2,000. The defendant does not dispute the fact that you loaned him $2,000, but he says that you had an arrangement that he would repay you the money by working off the debt doing some landscaping at your house. Is that right, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. So when did you meet him and when did you lend him this money?
Judge Judy, this man is...
No, don't go into a whole thing. Just answer my question. When did you meet him?
I met him about a year ago. My husband had left me...
Just a second. I don't need a whole lot of information that's not necessary for this. I asked you a simple question. When did you meet him?
November 2000.
And did you begin dating immediately?
A couple of weeks later.
Fine. And when did he
later. I'm sorry, sir.
When did he borrow the money?
It was about 4 months later.
Tell me about the conversation that you had with him when he borrowed the money.
We had the conversation that he needed to pay his mortgage.
You're not listening. Where were you when you had the conversation?
We were at my house.
Are you guessing or do you know?
Guessing.
Well, then don't guess.
I'm not sure. We may have been at his house or my house, but we talked about it. I told him I would lend him the money just so that he could pay his bills, which he wasn't able to pay at the time. Felt sorry for him. And I said, have to pay me this money back.
This is going to be very hard. Did he say why he fell into financial distress?
He's a landscaping person, and apparently it's slow during that time of the year.
Is that what he said to you?
Yes.
And you agreed to give him the money. Can I see proof of the check, please?
It's highlighted there.
Mr. Michaels.
Yes.
You did, in fact, borrow this money. Is that right?
I did, yes.
And you borrowed the money why in January of 2001?
I borrowed the money for a mortgage.
You have the check, please, madam? All this shows me is that you took out a check for $2,000.
Right.
January 22nd.
The check didn't come in time for the court appearance.
Well, I don't understand why you don't have the checks. Because usually when you have an account that lists the person, the payee of the check. You got an answer before I have a question. All right. Now, when did you make this arrangement for repayment, sir?
Your Honor, I didn't make an arrangement to pay this. I made an agreement with her to work this off at her house.
Judge, okay. That's not true. This, it's totally
let
not
me tell
true.
You something, Judge. This is not a business deal. This was a bedroom deal between us.
This is
that's
not
the way
true,
it was.
Mr. Michaels.
Judge.
Just a second. I'm going to throw
that
you both out of here.
That was a bedroom deal.
One, two, three. You're almost out of here. You're almost out. I run this shop here. You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
When you took the $2,000, what you did was you said you'd pay her back. Correct?
I paid.
No. When you took the money.
Yes.
Initially, you said,
yes.
I'll pay you back.
Of course. Of any loan, you say that. Any loan, you say you pay back.
Listen, I'm the only one that does adjectives and adverbs here.
Okay.
You just answer my questions. You borrowed the money in January of 2001. And at the time you borrowed the money, you must have said to her something like, this is a slow time of year for me, but
of
I will pay you back. When my mouth is moving, you don't speak. When I'm finished, then you can speak. You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. So you intended to pay her back in cash, not in kind, when you originally took the money. Is that correct, Mr. Michaels?
That's correct.
All right. Now, there came a time when you decided that you weren't going to pay her back in cash, but in barter.
Days later.
Tell me about that conversation.
That's not true.
Okay.
And I don't want you to say a word, otherwise you're out of here, unless I'm looking in your direction and asking you a question. Go ahead.
It was days later that we talked. We had an agreement to work off this. I was slow in work.
He's lying.
Okay.
Goodbye. Case dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I loaned him the money, and he was supposed to pay me back. That's all there is to it.
It was a bedroom deal. It wasn't a paperwork deal. All on paperwork, you know. It was during bedroom action, you know.